This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Ohio Governor John Kasich's presidential campaign is enjoying boom times here in New Hampshire. A surge in the polls and growing crowds at his public events. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, Kasich's unique political personality may be helping him stand out.
As a two-term governor who also spent almost two decades in Congress and even a brief stint on Wall Street, John Kasich could safely be described as a member of the Republican establishment. But out on the campaign trail, he doesn't exactly sound like your typical establishment candidate.
I'm just who I am, okay? I'm not going to, like, put two ice cream cones in my mouth or take my shirt off or, you know, that's not what I'm going to do.
That's Kasich at a house party in Bedford this week. In the midst of a very crowded field that includes several other governors, Kasich has been complimenting his political record with sheer personality. It's a brand of politics that proved successful in Ohio, where he won his gubernatorial re-election by a wide margin.
He's a whirlwind. I mean, he's hard to keep up with. He talks a mile a minute, doesn't follow a script. His speeches are almost stream of consciousness.
Howard Wilkinson is a political reporter with public radio station WVXU in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's been covering Kasich for over 30 years. He points out it's not just Kasich's rhetorical style that sets him apart. On issues like the Common Core education standards and Medicaid expansion, Kasich is often at odds with his party's mainstream.
He doesn't always follow the Republican orthodoxy, and he talks about things like the Medicaid issue in almost biblical terms. I mean, he talks about, you know, we have to do everything while we are on this earth to help the people who are less fortunate than us. And that's a kind of Republicanism that a lot of Republican voters are not used to.
At the same time, Kasich's policies on many core issues put him well within the Republican mainstream. On health care, he has been a staunch critic of Obamacare. And on abortion, he is strongly pro-life. And this mix of moderate and conservative policies, decades of political experience, and an informal attitude is a recipe that so far seems to be working for Kasich. Over the past month, he has risen to second place within the GOP presidential field in New Hampshire polls. At a town hall in Henniker this week, Kasich put his brand on display. When a voter asked about fiscal policy, he couldn't resist starting with a joke.
The fiscal policy or the physical policy? I can tell you about the physical policy. I got up this morning, you meant the fiscal policy.
In a moment emblematic of Kasich's style, he immediately followed that by describing his years of experience writing budgets in both Congress and Ohio. But Kasich's penchant for speaking off the cuff is not without risks. Back in 2011, Kasich ignited controversy when he called a police officer who pulled him over for a minor traffic violation an idiot. More recently, at a Republican presidential forum on education in New Hampshire, he upset many educators when he joked that he would abolish teachers' lounges when he was, quote, king of America. Still, his willingness to go off script seems to be attractive to many New Hampshire voters, even for those who don't exactly agree with his politics.
He's actually really cool.
Ilana Lopez is a student at New England College, where Kasich held a recent town hall. And even though she considers herself a Democrat, she left with a good impression.
And he's really nice, and I like his opinions on a lot of things. A lot of things I was like, no, not really, I don't really like that. But all in all, he was really cool. He was genuine.
For Ken Foote, a self-described independent voter from Bedford, Kasich's style is a refreshing change of pace.
Everyone else, it's the same kind of speech, the same kind of talk, and you know, after a while, it's stale.
But John Kasich?
I thought he did a better job than other people I've heard. Jeb Bush was here. I heard him. He's very sharp guy, smart. But same thing. He comes across as a politician, where John seems a little more regular, I guess.
While Kasich may be refreshing to some New Hampshire voters right now, there are still 5 months to go before primary day, when voters decide whether his brand has gone stale. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.